This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin, as always, found this one. This is from CBC Canada News. Courtney Dixon with the byline. Headline reads, BC couple dodging dozens of calls about their missing cat, but their cat isn't missing. Natasha Lavoie's phone number is featured on a shirt by a U.S. designer. For more than a year, Natasha Lavoie and her partner Jonathan have been fielding dozens upon dozens upon dozens of phone calls from strangers saying they have found their cat, Torbo. They don't have a cat named Torbo. They do have a cat named Mauser.
Yeah.
He's not missing.
He's right there.
He's right there. They have photos of him.
Yep.
Sometimes, like six times a day, I'm getting these really random phone calls and people leaving me voicemails saying that they found my cat and they want money in order for me to turn over my cat. I'm like, my cat's at home in the air conditioning. I don't know what you're talking about. After months of this and trying to figure out why this was happening, she finally asked someone how they got her number. The caller explained the number was listed on a shirt that looks like a missing cat poster. So somebody's got a t-shirt
mm-hmm.
with a kitten on it
yeah.
that says missing cat, and underneath is the phone number. She said, why would you use that phone number on that shirt?
I have a feeling it was a randomly picked, like you just
It was a randomly generated number?
You just picked 10 numbers. I mean, I think in Canada it's the same system as ours. It's going to be 10 numbers, and you just simply put it on, yeah, and you think, well, you know, it's a number. Who's
going to do that?
Jane, who in their right mind would call it?
Hundreds of people.
Exactly.
CBC News reached out to the company that made this shirt, Wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdumb. Wisdom.
Gross.
New York.
I hate that.
Created this shirt and says they are no longer selling it online. Although on their Instagram page, they do have photos of missing cat posters with various area codes attached. The use of a real number within this artwork was not intentional, according to customer service at this Wisdom New York website. Okay.
I think it's very, I don't know, there's some, call me what you will. I think there's something very sweet about the fact that this woman who's being called many times a day, she doesn't change her number. She wouldn't do that. You know,
she's hesitant to change her number.
Yeah.
She said, we've thought about it, but we have a 604 area code. That was British Columbia's first area code. It's like New York. And now you can't get it anymore.
That also feels very Midwest. I don't want to get rid of my 414.
I'm not changing it.
My number 262. I'm not getting rid of that. That's where I grew up.
I've had my number for 20 years. She says, I don't want to change it. I'll just keep not answering. And their cat is fine. So if you do see a t-shirt with a missing cat on it, it's got a number, don't call it. Don't call it.
I just love this. I love the idea that people may, well, I don't like the idea that people are like, if you want your cat, I want money. I have to imagine some people called and said, hey, I think I saw your cat. I think I found your cat.
Half the time they just cut you off and go like, no, I've got your cat. I want money for the cat.
Okay, never mind.
And then they hang up.
Oh, man.
She does say, and I think this is the final word, I feel like I deserve a free t-shirt after this.
Wisdom, are you listening? I feel like you should get a t-shirt with the CEO's face on it and his phone number saying, missing CEO, missing intelligence.
Missing intelligence.
There you go.
I like it. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.